Speaker McCleskey.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thanks to both our Senate and House committees for letting me join the party today and be a part of this conversation. Director Gibbs and Deputy Director DeWalt, first, I want to thank you. I do appreciate the tremendous amount of work that you have invested in trying to respond and get this right after an incredibly difficult year in Jackson and Grand counties. So thank you for that effort. And I want to also give voice. There is never room or space for violent threats. It disturbs me a great deal that RCPW employees are facing threats of violence, and if there is something that we can do as a legislature to support those individuals, that is an important priority, and please hear my voice when I say we are committed to that. I believe there have been a number of lessons learned, and I also appreciate the improvements that I have seen from the CPW team, Director Davis. Director Gibbs, thank you for the open channels of communication. But I am here today because of my concerns that the voices of our producers must be elevated and recognized in these conversations. I particularly want to point to the dollars that have now become a part of this conversation. Our producers, our ranchers, our farmers are not responsible for the costs that the reintroduction of wolves has brought to this state. These are folks that have responded to a change in how they have operated for years, if not decades, if not generations. And that challenge and those changes that have certainly put tremendous pressure and pain into these communities, they are not to blame for the expenses of the state and what we are trying to do to support them. I also want to lift up that it was the good senator from Montrose, Senator Catlin, who carried a bill with me about compensation. And during our conversations, he really helped me understand and appreciate the relationship that our ranchers, our ag communities have to their livestock, and that this is a family issue for so many of these people. And when CPW and DNR show up with compassion, it makes a difference. So we are grateful when there is recognition of what this has done to our communities. And I guess when we talk about funding and moving forward, I would appreciate your thoughts and comments on the conversation that now exists with our Joint Budget Committee, the dollars that we have, the 2.1 million that have been called out, but certainly what we may need to do in the future to make sure that these families and communities are supported. Thank you.